Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Yud Aleph, and we are in the middle of the Amid, 11 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. So, in the preparation of kosher meat, as we've seen and will continue to see, not all of the kosher animal is kosher. So you have a kosher animal, you did a kosher shechita, it's not a treifa, it's still not 100% kosher. There's still things that you have to do. Number one, you have to remove certain chalavim. There are four chalavim that the Torah mentions in Kachim had to go on the Mizbeach. In Chulin, at the very least, need to be removed. If somebody eats chalav, he's chayv karas. So it's really, really chomer to remove the chalav. Ironically, the chalav of a kosher animal is more chomer than eating a non-kosher animal. If you eat from a non-kosher animal, it's malchus. If somebody eats the chalav of a kosher animal, it's chayv krisis. So just because the animal's kosher doesn't mean you can sit down now and start eating all parts of the animal. You have to remove the chalav, the gitanasha. That's another thing that you have to remove. Another thing that needs to be removed from even a kosher animal is the blood. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat the dam of an animal, and as a result, you have to make sure that the blood is removed. Now, chalav and the gid hanasha are removed by doing what's called nikor. They're surgically removed by a mumcha, a specialist, someone that knows how to do it. In the Ashkenazish kehilas and in most Sephardish kehilas, the minig is not to do nikor at all. And it's for that reason, we spoke about this, the hindquarters of the animal, which is where most of the tricky chalav is, and which is where the gid hanasha is just sold off to the non-Jews that eat nevelis and treifas, and like this, we don't deal with it. Simply for practical purposes. As it relates to the dams, you can't remove the dam through nikur. You can't surgically take out all the dam of the animal. So how do you remove the dam? So we do what's called melicha. We salt it. It's what's known as kashering. We kasher the animal. Kashering the animal means that you're removing the dam of the animal. There's one part of the animal that's very, very difficult to kasher, and that is the liver. And the reason the liver is so difficult is because the liver is saturated with blood. And because the liver is saturated with blood, the primary function of the liver is to filter the body's blood. So there's so much blood running through it, and there's so much blood in the liver that by merely kashering it, it would be impossible to remove all of the dam. And it's for that reason that the liver has a special place in halacha. So why does the liver have its own sugya? Chulin, kufyur amideis, kufyur aleph amid aleph. It's because of this physical mitzios, this phenomenon, and that is that the liver is saturated with blood. The blood, even of a kosher animal, is non-kosher. Ordinarily, we would kasher the animal by salting it or by cooking it or broiling it, roasting it, by removing the dam in some way, shape, or form. But that's an impossibility when it comes to the liver. As a result, as we'll see now, the Chachamim discussed Tanoim and Amiroim and different minhagim, how exactly you make liver kosher. Now that's clear, the liver's kosher. There's nothing to debate. The shaila is how exactly you go about and kasher the liver. That's the first thing that we need to know before we start today's daf. The second thing is that even though it's true that blood of an animal is not kosher, and it's for that reason you have to kosher an animal, but there's a very interesting chiddush, and not everybody realizes, and that is that if somebody eats raw meat, it's okay to eat it without kashering it first. Meaning the blood that is inside an animal, that never left the animal, is actually okay. And it's something that's mutter to eat. So in theory, if you would eat raw meat without kashering the meat, you wouldn't be over for sure the issa d'iraisa of achilas dam. When does dam become asr mid-iraisa? It's when the dam of the animal departs from the meat. It's for that reason you can't cook meat without kashering it. Because when you cook meat, what happens? Now that we're learning the halachas of Isidahatha, we're learning the halachas of Basav Chalav, Taruvos, when you cook meat, so there's blias and there's platis. So some of what's inside the meat is going to go out and then it's going to end up coming back in. So it's in the process of bishul, it's in the process of preparing the meat where you have to stop being concerned about the Isra Dam. Because then you're worried about the Dam going out and the Dam coming back in. So anytime you're talking about Isra Dam, for sure on the biblical level, what you're discussing is the dam of an animal that left the animal and then came back in. As it relates lemaisa, if you were going to eat raw meat, it would be okay. In theory, again, for sure on the deraisa level, because the meat never discharged its blood. As a result, the blood that's inside the meat in its natural state, is okay. And as a result, it won't be an issue. Where it becomes an issue, where you have to kasher the meat, is if you're going to go and you're going to prepare it with some sort of fire. It's going to be bishul, it's going to be tzli, it's going to be tigun. That's when you have to start worrying about kashering the meat. So for that reason, the liver would be no different. So if you're going to go ahead now and you're going to eat the liver, so to eat the liver raw is for sure not an issue. There's no reason the liver should l'chaira at first glance, although after further review with the Rishonim, it could be it's a little trickier, but pashtas, there's no reason the liver should be any different than any other part of the animal. Where the liver becomes a shayla is if you cook the liver again, just like any other part. So that's where you have issues, because you can't really kasher the liver. I mean that you can't really kasher the liver, so once you cook it, now the dam left, now you have the yisur dam, that's where you would have to start worrying about it. Either way, says the Gemara, Omalei Abayi the Rav Safra. Abayi told Rav Safra, Kisalkus lahasam, Abayi lived in Bavel. Rav Safra lived in Bavel. But Rav Safra was going up to Eretz Yisrael. So Abayi told Rav Safra, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, bo minaya, I want you to ask the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, kavda ma'otun bay. How exactly do you prepare liver? Meaning, how exactly do you treat liver? Says the Gemara, Kisalik, when Rav Safra came to Eretz Yisrael, Ashki chile Rav Zirki, met Rav Zirki, Omalei, so he told him, Rav Zirki did, Anosh alkilei the Rav Ami. He says, you want to know what we do with liver? I says, listen, I cooked liver once, and I fed it to Rav Ami, who's the god of Adar v'Ochal, and he ate it. So you for sure can cook liver and you can prepare it. It's not going to be an issue. Now, why would you think you can't cook liver? It's based on the introduction that we just spoke at. It's very simple. Because once you cook meat, now you have to start being worried about the dam. That was the second thing we mentioned in the intro. Being that you can't really kasher liver, you can't salt it and just remove the liver. It poses a challenge. So as a result, maybe you can't cook it. Because when you're going to cook the liver, the dam is going to go out, and then it's going to come back in, and as a result, you can have an issue. Ordinarily, what do you do when you want to cook meat? You kasher it. But with liver, we said you can't kasher it. So if you can't kasher it, it might be a little bit of an issue. Stating that, Rav Zrika told Rav Safra that I cooked liver and I fed it to Rav Ami. So if the great Rav Ami ate it, clearly it's not an issue. Says the Gemara, Kiyosel Gabi. Rav Safra came back to Bavos. He was all excited. He had a Meiser Rav with the great Rav Ami to tell Abaya that it's okay to cook liver. Amalez, Abaya told him, he says, Rav Safra, you didn't understand my question. I knew it's okay to cook liver by itself. I never had a shaila whether you can or cannot do that. What was my shaila? My shaila was, can you cook liver with something else? So what's the pshat? We need a little commentary over here. Zok Rashi, that Abaye never had a shaila that you can cook liver by itself. And the reason is, because what's the concern? The liver is going to be maflit dam, and then it's going to be boileya, that dam, right back. So now the dam that's in the liver is not only the dam that it has naturally, but it's also the dam that had left the liver, and that it now reabsorbed, that dam already carries with it the yisur dam. But Abaye said, with liver, it's not a concern. Because being that liver has so much dam in it, it's so busy being maflit, Lashon Rashi, Aidi detorid, liflight, it doesn't have time, it doesn't have the ability to be baileya. So Abaye said that even though ordinarily when you cook foods together, there's two things there, it's a two-way road. It's being maflit, that's being baileya. It's being maflit, it's being baileya. But when liver is in the equation, liver is only being maflit, it's not being baileya. Why? Because there's just so much time to be maflit. It doesn't have the ability to even be baileya. So Abaye knew it's poshit that cooked liver is no different than raw liver. Why is raw liver okay? Because the dam that it has in it is the dam that it has naturally. That's not a problem. For that same reason, cooked liver is okay. Because the cooked liver, even though it's going to be maflit, and based on that, in theory, it should now be baileya, but the liver is always going to be maflit, it's never going to be baileya. The kivan, the truth that he lifted, ulahitzi kol shah, loy bala, says Rashi. So Abaye said, that was never my question. You know what my question Abaye said was, so you let it cook liver with something else. Could you take liver and put it in pot with a corned beef, with something else? What's the shayla? The shayla is now the corned beef. Is it baileya from the liver or not? So l'chaira, you'd say for sure it is, right? Because the liver is going to be maflit, even though the liver itself is not going to be baileya, but the other piece of meat's going to be baileya. So if the other piece of meat's going to be baileya, it should be okay. So what's the other side? So it's not so clear what the other side is, but Rashi and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the top Rashi at the end, seems to explain it. It just says one line. It says Rashi, that liver, kivan de ikra dam, being that it's Ikra dam, it could be that dam the Torah never even said is asa. And that was Abaye Shaila. So Abaye Shaila was, and this is going to be the Shaila Lamaskon. His Shaila was that, do you say that liver is no different than any other piece of meat? And just like all meat, the dam is asa. Once it departs, so too the dam of the liver is going to be an issue as well. And for that reason, you shouldn't be able to cook liver with something else. Cook liver by itself is not a problem because it's never going to be by leia its own dam. But to cook liver with something else should be a problem because the dam that leaves the liver is problematic. And the meat that you're cooking the liver with is going to be beleid. Or maybe liver for some reason is different. Why in the world should liver be different? The reason liver is different is because maybe liver, being that it's ikra dam, so it's for that reason that dam the Torah never even said is aser. So on the one hand, you could look at liver as being a lot more chamer lahalacha, being that it's ikra dam, so wow, maybe you shouldn't even eat it. I mean, there's so much of the animal we don't eat. We throw out the whole back half of the animal. So it would sound like maybe, you know, the liver will have to forego as well. But the Gemara actually has a tzad that maybe liver is even more kulutik. Because it's ikra dam, and we know for sure you're allowed to eat the liver, so based on that, maybe the Torah never asked dam when it comes to the liver. So it's hutta meklolo, so to speak, that maybe it's fine, right? What did Yalta tell Rav Nachman in the beginning of yesterday's dam? Asan lan dama, sharon la kavda. Right, that's one of the places where you find that Hashem was matir asurah. Hashem said that you can't eat dam. Oh, but you could eat the liver. Well, what does the liver have to do with dam? Because it's ikra dam. And even though it's ikra dam, still it's okay. And Abaye had it said that maybe the dam of the liver is never a problem. So that if you cook it with something else, maybe that's going to be fine. And that was his shayla, says the Gemara. But Rav Safra told Abaye, I don't understand Abaye. Why is it so pasha to you that if you cook the liver by itself, it's okay to eat it? Now, Abaye, we just explained the svara. But Abaye, how do you know that for sure? Maybe that svara is not a real svara. How do you know this svara, that being that the liver is so busy being maflit, it's dam, it doesn't have the ability to be baileya? The Tanan, you probably know it from the following Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the 10th parak of Masechtas Trumas. The Mishnah says, Einu Neseres. It says, Kovet, that's the missing word, Einu Neseres. If you cook liver by itself, it doesn't become us. So you see, you can cook liver. But based on that, meaning Abaye, if you know that Mishnah, then you should know that it's pashit that you're not allowed to cook meat together with liver. Because what does the end of the Mishnah say? The Tanan. That's that same Mishnah. Kovid oiseres ve'en an eseres. Meaning it says oiseres. So the same Mishnah Abaye, Rav Safra said, that says that hakovid en an eseres, says hakovid oiseres. Neishet poletes ve'en be'las amaleisi. He told him, du'mahasam be'kavda disuras. Abaye said, you're right. Pashtus, the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas seems to be saying what you're saying, and that is that the liver is not neseris if you cook it by itself, but it is aseris if you cook it together with something else. But there is another way to learn that Mishnah. Maybe that Mishnah is not talking about kosher liver. Maybe that Mishnah is discussing non-kosher liver. Umishum sham nuniso. And the issue over there is not the dam of the liver, but rather the issue in that Mishnah is the shuman. It's the meat itself of the liver. Meaning, maybe that Mishnah was discussing if somebody cooked non-kosher liver together with kosher meat. Says the Mishnah, Kovid Oiseres. The liver's gonna make it aser. Why? It's no different than any other piece of non-kosher meat that you cook together with kosher meat, where the halacha is, unless there's a shir bittel, it's gonna be a problem. Now, the Mishnah also says that Akovid Enu Neseres, which would mean that if you cooked kosher liver with non-kosher meat, the liver would be kosher. What's the svara? It's the same svara that Abaye knew that is the reason that you can cook liver by itself. Because liver is never considered a baileya. It's always considered a maflet. It's so busy being maflet dam, it's never baileya its own dam. It's so busy being maflet dam, it wouldn't even be baileya from the piece of non-kosher meat that is being cooked together with. But the point is, as it relates to the line in the Mishnah, HaKovid Oiseres, so even though at first glance it sounds like if you cook liver together with kosher meat, the halacha is, it's a problem. What's the problem? Because you can't kasher the liver, and the liver is going to be mafladam into the kosher meat. But Abaye said, I don't know if that's true. Maybe the Mishnah, Masechtas Trumas, is discussing non-kosher liver, and the issue is not the dam, the issue is the shamnunisa. It's the basa. The bottom line is, vishum domamai. What's going to be the halacha with regards to dam? So again, Abaye told Rav Safra, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, find out whether it's okay to cook liver. Rav Safra thought that what he meant to ask him was, is it okay to cook liver by itself? Why not? Because once you cook the liver, the dam goes out, then it's going to be baleh. Why is it different than any other piece of meat? Any other piece of meat, you kasher it first. But with liver, you can't kasher it. So mean that you can't kasher it, so maybe you can never cook it. To eat it raw, that's fine. It's no different than eating any piece of meat raw, which is fine. The question is, cooking it. Once you cook it, the dam goes out. Once the dam goes out, now it's the iser dam. Chayvei Krisus. Now you're going to be by Leid again. It's gonna be an issue. And that was what Reb Safra thought Abaye Shaila was. And he asked Reb Zrika. Reb Zrika told him, I once fed cooked liver to Reb Amni. I know for sure liver is kosher. Came back and he told Abaye. Abaye said, Reb Safra, you didn't understand the question. I knew you're allowed to cook liver by itself. That's for sure okay. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. I know it misvara. And the reason is, because even though it's true when you cook the liver is going to be maflet dam, but it'll never be by Leia the dam, because it's so busy being maflet, it won't be by Leia. My Shaila is something else. Could you cook liver, kosher liver, with something else, with another piece of meat? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is the other piece of meat is going to be by Leia from the dam of the liver. You have no way of kashering the liver, and the other piece of meat is going to be baleia from it. So if the other piece of meat is going to be baleia from it, so based on that, maybe you shouldn't be able to, maybe based on that, you shouldn't be able to. What's the other side? The other side is that being the liver is ikra dam, maybe the Torah never assert the dam of the liver. At first glance, it seems to be a Mishnah, hakoved oiseres, but Abaye said it's not a Mishnah. And that was Abaye Shaila. It says the Gemara, Rav Safra went to Eretz Yisrael a second time. Ki other Salik, when he went back again, Ashkel Rav Zrika, he met Rav Zrika again. So he went over to Rav Zrika and he said, Rav Zrika, remember that question I told you that Abaye told me to ask you? I misunderstood the question. The question was, can I cook liver with something else? So he asked him the Shaila now properly. Amalesi, he told him, Hai nami loiti boi lochi. He can tell Abaye that's not either a Shaila. Da'ana, because myself, v'yane breder Rav Ami, and that Rav Ami, brother, Ami's son, Yanai. Ikvon lebe Yehuda breder Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Well, once in the house of Yehuda, who is the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi. So this is the G'dayli Amiram's son. Yeah, Rav Ami's son, Rav Shimon ben Pazi's son. Ukrivim on Kanya b'kufya v'alchalna. And they served Kanya, which is the trachea of the earlier part of Masechtos Chulin fame. B'kufya, it was attached to all the organs that it's naturally attached to. Rashi says, Hareya, the lungs, Halev, the heart, the covet, and the liver. They were all cooked together, Vachalna, and everybody sat down and ate. So he said, Amiram sat down and they ate liver, which was attached to the, there was a whole bunch of parts of the animal that were attached to each other, and they sat down. They ate the digestive tract of the animal. It was intact, but they ate it. Tachlis. So you see, it's okay, even though the liver seemed to have been cooked with other foods. You see, it's okay to eat liver that's cooked with other foods. Must be the dam of the liver is different. But the Gemara says two reasons why maybe you can't be pushed by a shayla from maskel of Rav Ashi v'tem Rav Shmuel Bizrukinyo v'domi pikanu chutz l'kdei Rav. And this is a little bit of a chiddush. Maybe what happened over there is that the liver was outside of the pot when the food was being cooked. And it's for that reason, the assumption is that even though the food was inside, the liver was inside, but the kana was outside. And even though the liver was inside the pot, and based on that, you would think that the liver should be maflet down into everything else that's in the pot. But what we do is we make an assumption and we say that all the platus of the liver, such as the dam, that's what we're concerned with, instead of it being distributed into all the food that's inside the pot, it actually traveled up the kana, which was chutz l'kdeira, and as a result, it never got involved in anything that's inside the kdeira. So it's not muchach over there, there was a case of lias. In a regular case, where all the food is submerged in underwater, inside a pot, so in that case, it would be a problem, perhaps. But in your case, it's not muchach, Rav Ashi said, and if the case was with the pia, the kana, was chutz l'kdeira, over there, the bleus or the platus of the dam would have never been distributed amongst the other foods. You have no raya that you're allowed to cook liver with something else. Inami, alternatively, there's another way out, and this is going to be very important, lahalacha, and that is michlat havachalat le'meikara. Maybe before the liver was cooked together with all these other foods, it could be it was boiled first. Maybe it was boiled. And if it's boiled, that would be a game changer in this whole discussion, as we're going to see soon. Says the Gemara, Kiyad Rav Huna, like Rav Huna had the minik, chalti le'bechala. Rav Huna, before he would cook liver, he would first boil it in vinegar. Rav Nachman chaltik le'beroyskan. Rav Nachman would boil it in hot water. Parenthetically, says the Gemara, Sovra HaPapa Kamei D'Rabba L'Mei Mechala Aser, that if somebody would boil the vinegar, the liver with vinegar, the vinegar would be aser amalei. So Rava told Rapapa, ichalo aser iu nami aser. No, there's no way that the vinegar is going to be aser, because if the vinegar is going to be aser, then the liver has to be aser. Because kihechi the palit, because just like the vinegar has in it the plate, the bleios of the liver, because the liver is maflit into the vinegar, hadabala. You have to assume that afterwards, at some later point, being that the liver is submerged inside the vinegar when it's being boiled there, it would be bileya back from the vinegar, and the liver would vaita biyasar. So if you're going to use boiling liver in vinegar to kasher on some level the liver, you have to say that the vinegar itself is going to be mutter. So what does this all mean? What does this mean? So we're saying that it could be really, it's not okay to cook liver together with food. Why? Because the dam of the liver is a problem, just like the dam of all parts of the animal is going to be a problem. This maisa shahaya kachaya. There, what happened was it was boiled first in vinegar. It was boiled first in hot water. And says the Gemara, you find that the Amiram, before they would cook liver, that's what they would always do. So what was the point in it? What was the point in boiling it? Says the Gemara, that the point of boiling it was not... That's all the Gemara explains, that the vinegar or the boiling water should be bileya, all the dam that's inside the liver. Because if that's the case, then it wouldn't work. Because after the vinegar is bileya from the liver is vaita bileya from the vinegar. So then it's just a catch 22. You're not accomplishing anything. So what then is the point? The point is, Rashi says, that by boiling it in hot water vinegar, it seals off the liver. And it doesn't allow the liver to be maflid anymore. In other words, the liver can never be kasha. You're not getting all the dam out of the liver. It's not happening. But there is something you could do that can change it from a halachic standpoint. And that is, you could seal off the liver to the point where it's not going to be nice and tam anymore. Wow, that's an unbelievable chiddush. Usually, tam ke'ikr, deraisa, derabot, there's a whole concept of issa v'heter and taruvos. But there's actually something you can do that seals off the liver, that doesn't allow the liver to be maflid. So you can take the liver, which has dam, and you can cook it with 100 foods, it doesn't matter. It's never going to be maflid. How do you do that? By cooking it first, by boiling it either in hot water, in roischin, or together with vinegar. Lamaisa, as it relates to that story that happened with Yanai Breid Rav Ami and Yehuda Breid Rav Shimon ben Pazi, what happened there was it was boiled first, perhaps, and if it was boiled first in vinegar and hot water, it's for that reason it was okay to cook it with something else, but it could be ordinarily, it would not be okay. So as it relates to Habaya Shiloh, so Habaya told Rav Safra, find that in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Safra asked Rav Zrika once, turned out it was the wrong question, then he asked him a second time. The bottom line is they had no way of finding out whether it's okay or not okay. But the Gemara continues, Rav Bar Shaba Iklum Be Rav Nachman. Rav Bar Shaba was once in Rav Nachman's house. Isaac Le Kavda Shlika, and they brought him liver that was cooked. But we'll see in the Gemara, Shlika over here doesn't mean just cooked, it was overcooked. It was really well done. And Rav Bar Shaba didn't want to eat it. So they told Rav Nachman, Barbe Rav de Lagab Lo Yochel. You know this yid that is who's sitting at your table, you know, he doesn't want to eat big machmer. He doesn't want to eat the food, Rav Nachman, that you served. Umano, who's that person? Rav Bar Shaba. Amr Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Gamu le Shaba. I want you to force Rav Shaba to eat this food. Meaning he has to eat it. It's Okta Gemara Kitanoi. This meaning of Rav Bar Shaba, that he didn't want to eat the liver that was overcooked, is really Machlokes Tana. Now, just to be clear, in this case, it doesn't say that the liver was cooked with other food. And even if it was, we're not discussing eating the other food. We're discussing the liver. There's also no mention of having boiling it first with vinegar or with hot water. So it sounds like this is just a good old-fashioned case where somebody, Rav Nachman in this case, prepared liver by cooking it. I mean, up until this point, there was no one who said at all that maybe that would be a shayla. Abaya said it was a double pashit, right? Rav Safra thought that was Abaya shayla. And Rav Zrika told him, I used to serve it to Rav Ami. And then Abaya said it was pashit. And then we found that it's even a Mishnah Masech. It's true. So there's no shayla that you're allowed to cook liver. It was never a shayla. Why isn't it a shayla? Why don't you say you can't kasher and then when you cook it, the dam goes out and then you're going to be by Leah? Because it's so torah being maflit, it's never going to be. That was never a shayla. Stating that, you have a Rav Bar Shaba who didn't want eat liver. The teretz is over here. It was overcooked. I mean that it's overcooked. It's a little different, and that's this machlokes tanaim that the Gemara is going to mention. Rabbi Eliezer Omer in a brisa, hakoved oseres veinu neseres mipneishet peletes veinu bilas. Hakoved, you're allowed to eat, but at the same time it answers other food. That's essentially the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish, Rabbi Yechim ben Breika Omer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yechim ben Breika, said two caveats. Number one, mituveles oseres veinu neseres. If the liver is spiced, there it's different. If the liver is spiced, it could become awesome. Because once it's spiced, there already has the ability to be bileya. So liver that's not softened via the spices, that won't be bileya. But if you soften it by spicing it, then it could be bileya. And finally, what we need, shluka iseres v'neseres. And if you overcook it, it softens it up as well. And at that point, it could be bileya as well. Bottom line is, you see that liver, once you overcook it, at that point, it's already a little different, being that it's a little different. So there's a tzad to be machmer, not even to eat liver by itself. Apparently, Rav Bar Shaba held like Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishuv, Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, Rav Nachman, who served it, and Rav Nachman, who told his chevra, no, tell Rav Bar Shaba, force it, make him eat it. He held like Rabbi Eliezer. So again, when we discuss the halachas of liver, so you're cooking it by yourself, you're cooking it with other foods, and that is another thing you have to take into consideration. The liver itself, is it overcooked or is it just cooked? Is it spiced or is it not spiced? But says the Gemara, there's one more consideration when preparing liver. That is Rav Bar Rav Huna Iklalevei Rav Bar Rav Nachman. I see the Kamei Tlas Sovei Tachos. Rav Bar Rav Huna once came to Rav Nachman's house and they came out and they brought him 3 sa of bread, Rashi says, that was smeared with oil and honey. Amalohu. So Rabbi Rav Huna was taken aback. Wow. He said, "Mi havi odisu dasina? You knew I was coming to prepare such a lavish meal for me." Amrulei. So they told him, "Mi adif tochlon minod dechsev karasal shabbos ayin get shabbos." So it's karasal shabbos ayin. I do you. It's because of shabbos. Adahachi. So he sits down. This is a shabbos suda. What do you have at your shabbos suda? You have liver, right? So ashkechahu kav the davar beis impuna the bli adama. So he saw liver, and in the liver there was an artery that you were able to see, and it was filled with blood. Amalohu. So Rabbi Rav Huna said, "Amai of disu hachi? How are you serving this?" Now, this wasn't just the dam of the liver. This is the dam in an artery, in this simpain that's inside the liver. Amrulei lehechin abed. What are we supposed to do? Is there a way to even remove it? Amalohu. Yeah, there is a way to do it. What you have to do is karu. You're supposed to tear it shesi ve'erev. So you're supposed to tear it in that form. V'chitucha letachas. And you're supposed to make the hole underneath it. And as you roast it, all the dam of that simpoin is supposed to go out. Says the Gemara Mili Kavda. The only time you have to remove the simpoin, the artery, is when you're preparing liver, avol tachlo. But if you're preparing the spleen of the animal, even though it also has an artery or it has this reddish color, shum na ba'alma, you don't have to worry about it. It's not considered blood. It's just fat that you can disregard. It's the simpoin of the liver that we're concerned about. But there's a similar equivalent there of simpoin in the trial that you don't have to worry about. Yad Shmuel avdi le'tafshil de'tachli b'yamidav in milsa Shmuel on a day that he would bloodlet, so he would eat. The Gemara talks about you should eat meat on a day that you bloodlet because you get weakened as you give blood, so you should get a little bit stronger. So Shmuel, he would eat a tafshil made of trial and he disregarded that simpoin. The bottom line is, you see from this last Gemara, is another thing you have to take into consideration when you're preparing liver, and that is this simpoin, this artery that has blood in it. This you for sure can't kasher, and this you can't even cook, and you can follow everything up until that point, and that's still going to be an issue. What you have to do is what Rabbi Rav Huna said. You have to tear it open, shasi ve'eriv, and you have to make it pour out. The bottom line is that we had a sugi over here with regards to liver. The liver is unique because the liver is ikra dam, says Rashi. It filters the body's blood, and as a result, there's so much blood going through it. It's saturated in dam. You can't just salt it or roast it to kasher it in a way where all the dam is going to go out. And as a result, it poses a challenge in halacha, stating that we saw chidush. To eat the liver raw is for sure not a problem, because you could eat all meat raw without kashering. So there's no reason you should be able to eat the liver raw. As it relates to cooking the liver by itself, so if you're going to cook it, just a basic cooking, you're not going to overspice it or anything like that, it's for sure going to be okay as well. Why aren't you worried that the liver is going to be maflit the dam? Now the dam becomes iser dam, iser karis. Then it's going to be baileya. Because aidi the tarit la haflit, we're not worried about you being baileya. It's such a strong svara that in the course of the Gemara, Abaye even entertained that sad. In his maybe understanding in a Mishnah in the 10th parak of Masechta Terumah, is that you can cook liver with non-kosher food. You have nothing to worry about. What do you mean? How can you cook liver and non-kosher food? It's being baleh the night. No, it's not. Because it's so busy being mafletan that in halacha you don't have to be worried that it's going to be baleh from the non-kosher food. But as it relates to cooking the liver on its own, so the pashtus is, it's not going to be an issue. If, however, you're going to spice the food, or if you're going to overcook it, that was already machlekes tanam. That was a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yishmael ben Oishu Rabbi Yechon ben Breike. It was also Machlekes Ameiron. Rav Nachman paskind like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rav Bar Shaba, this Yid who was by Rav Nachman's table, who seemed to paskin like Rabbi Yishmael ben Oishu Rabbi Yechon ben Breike. As it relates to cooking liver with other foods, so that's a lot trickier. That was a Baya Shaila. I told Rav Safra, try to find out for me when you go to Eretz Yisrael. He spoke to Rav Zrika, and Mamaisa, the Gemara was Machriyat. The Gemara had no way really of verifying whether that's okay or it's not okay. Okay, what's the shaila there? There the shaila is different. There the shaila is, are you even worried in the first place about the dam of the liver? Being that the liver is ikra dam, so what is a chumra at first glance may actually be a kula.
Because the Torah said you're allowed to eat the liver, so maybe the dam of the liver is somehow treated differently. Like Yalta told Rav Nachman, Asalon Dama Sharon Lon Kavda. It could be the dam of the liver maybe is okay. So even if you cook it with other foods that for sure are being Boileya, the dam that left the liver, it could be, it's still going to be fine. And then finally, what the Gemara said is that you have to make sure that this simpoin gets torn out, or the blood of it does, because otherwise you're going to have problems. For that reason, that this is beyond the scope of what we do, but when it comes to preparing liver, there's a special kashering process of liver, and the kashering process of liver involves boiling the liver in water, as the Gemara said, that once you boil it, or once you boil it in vinegar, at that point you seal off the liver, and that seems to be the way around this whole issue, and this is some of what's done in the preparation of liver. It's complex, you can look it up, but either way, Zok de Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara, Itmar Kavdo Ilui Bistro. So in the olden days, ovens were very different than the ovens that we have today. The primary difference was that the whole of the oven, the opening, the entrance of the oven was on top. It wasn't a bottom. And the way people used to cook, so you have this in Mesechtes Pesachim, when they used to roast the Korban Pesach, you take a spit, like a kebab, and you would put the meat that you were roasting on it, you'd bend it upside down into the oven, and that's the way people would roast their foods. It says the Gemara, if somebody's roasting, he's cooking liver and meat, and he has them both on a spit. So the halacha is like this. If the liver is going to be ilavi basra on top of the meat, shari, it's actually mutter. Why are you worried that the dam is going to leave the liver and it's going to enter the basar? Says the Americans, dam mishrik sharik, because the dam, just based on its texture, it's going to slide off the basar. You have to be worried that it's going to be absorbed by the basar. Kachli lavei bisra asa, a similar halacha, if somebody wants to roast the khal, the udder of the animal, on top of basar, that's going to be an issue. What's the issue with the udder? It's not dam. When you talk about liver, you're talking about that. When you talk about the khal, the issue is the chalav. My time of chalav sruchi masrich, because the chalav is going to be absorbed by the meat. So the dam won't be absorbed, but the chalav will be absorbed. Rav Dimi Nadav had it just the opposite. If you want to put the chal on top of the basar, it's mutter. My time of chalav shkut to the rabbana, because the chalav of the chal, as we spoke about yesterday in the intro, is only awesome at the rabbana, because chalav of a behema shkuta is only awesome at the rabbana. So it means that it's only awesome at the rabbana, and we're not worried about it. Kavdi love a bisra aser. But if you want to put the liver on top of the basar, that's aser. And the reason is because dam's dairaisa. In other words, you can hear that maybe the liver should be more chamer than the khal, or you can hear that the khal is more chamer than the liver. Why would the liver be more chamer than the khal? Because the liver, you're worried about dam, which is awesome at the rice. So the khal, you're worried about chal of shchuta, which is only awesome at the rabbana. Why would the khal be more chamer? Because it's easier for a piece of meat to absorb milk than it is for it to absorb dam. What's the halacha? Darish merem hilchas ben kav de ben chalo to say bisra shari, to put it underneath the basar's mutter, he love a bisra, but to put either the liver or the chal on top of the basar, the eved in, but the eved it's okay, but the katchila loy. Rav Ashi ikul lebe Rami bar Abba chamur. Rav Ashi went to his shver's house. So it was Rav Ashi shver, it was Rami bar Abba. Chazi lebre de Rami bar Abba. He saw the son of Rami bar Abba, Rav Ashi Shvager, Dikka Shofit, Kavdo Yilavi Bisra. See, he had a spit, and he had liver, and he had basar, and the liver was on top of the basar, and he was roasting it in a way where Lekatchili is certainly not supposed to do it. Omar, he said, Kami Yor, Haimi Rabbanon. Yor is a Lashon of Gaiva. Eimid Omar Rabbanon the Eved. Lekatchili mi Yomer. Lekatchili not supposed to do it. Says the Gemara, Ve'ika Beiduge. If there's a Beiduge, Bisri Yilavi Kavdo Nami Yasar. So what's a Beiduge? So Rashi says, Shenoistin Kli Lekabal Hashuman. They would put a keli, like a pan, on the bottom of the oven, and the point was for all the fat that drips off, the meat that you're roasting should go there. Kederach shanu oisin la'avazim, like we do today for the avazim. V'unikru beiduge b'loshan arami. It's an aramish term. It's called beiduge. They would take the fat and then, you know, use it at your next kiddush club. But the point is they took this fat and they actually used it, right? So if you're going to roast liver together with basar, it doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter if the liver's on top or if the liver's on bottom. If there's a beiduge, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because even if the liver is on bottom, so it's not going into the basar, but it's going into the beiduge. And then you're going to, the point is, you can't roast liver with the beiduge. Doesn't matter if there's basar on top, on bottom, if there's no basar at all. It's always going to be an issue. If that's the case, you should never be able to roast meat on top of a Beit Duge, because why aren't you worried about the dam of the meat? I guess we're assuming that you didn't kasher the meat, and you're kashering it by roasting it. So if that's the case, why aren't you worried? So the Gemara says, dam of the bisser shachin, dam of the kav the coffee. Because the dam of regular basser, that's shachin. It goes to the bottom. It settles on the bottom of the Beit Duge. So what you do is you can take off the top part, you can differentiate between the fat and the dam. It's easy to remove the fat, so it's not a problem. But with the liver, it all gets mixed up. I mean, that it all gets mixed up there, it's going to be an issue. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. A new topic. Sakin Shashachat Ba. A Shoichet Shecht Tzchulin. And he has a knife that he used to shecht. Talach is that chalif. That sakin that he uses to shecht. Also lachtach boy Roiseach. Talach is he's not allowed to use it now to cut hot food. Even meat. Why? The reason is because the makom of the Beis Hablia, the place where the shochet does his shechita, is considered hot. Being that it's considered hot, when he uses the knife to do the shechita, it's bileya. It's bileya dam. So there's bleias of dam inside the sakin. If he's going to now go ahead and use this sakin to cut a hot piece of meat, so the bleias of the dam, of the sakin, which is dam, is going to now go into the hot piece of meat, and you're going to be eating a blea of dam. So it's for that reason, said Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, a very important halacha, that the shochet has to make sure that he never uses his chalif, his knife, to go ahead now and cut any hot food. What about soining? What if he wants to cut cold food? So cold food, you'd think maybe it's not an issue. Because cold food, where's the bleah? You need some medium of heat in order for the bleahs to transfer. So you cook it, you roast it, or if you have heat, that's going to transfer. So it's true that when the shoichit shechted the animal, there was heat. What was the heat? It was coming out of the makom hashechita. But there's no heat now because you're cutting a cold piece of meat. So if you're cutting a cold piece of meat, the chur, it shouldn't be a problem. Says the Gemara, Amri lo, so some said, boi yadocha, ma'amri lo, boi yadocha. That's for sure that the meat's going to be cold because now you're cutting a cold piece of meat. There's no way for the dam that's balua inside the sakin to transfer into the piece of meat. The shaila is, do you have to do adach? Do you have to wash the piece of meat? Do you say that at the end of the day, that there's enough here to say that on the surface, maybe there's a little bit of dam. There's definitely no dam balua. The question is on the surface. Some said hadacha, some said no adach. Amar Avido Mashmo, Karish Malach Babas, another very important halacha. If someone salted, he did malicha on a piece of meat, the halacha is that plate, also lechabal reseach, you're not allowed to eat now any hot food, even fleshig hot food. The reason is because when you salt the meat, bleias of dam that were inside the meat are going to go into the ka'ara. Now, if you're going to eat a hot piece of meat on that ka'ara, the blia of dam that's in the ka'ara, that got into the car when you salted the raw piece of meat on, is now going to go into the piece of meat that you're trying to eat. So you're going to be eating bleias of dam. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Tameh, and this is, of course, Shmuel Shitasid. Amar Shmuel, Meliach Areyach Reseach, Kovach Areyach Mevushal. We need the first half. That Shmuel said that Melicha has the ability to accomplish what Tzli has the ability to accomplish. And just like if you roast two foods together, there's bleias and platis that are going to transfer from food A to food B. When you salt the two foods together, the same exact thing happens. Chemically, the same thing happens. And if that's the case, Shmulish Itasoi, who's the Baal Memer throughout Shas, who holds that Moliach Areo Kureseach, he paskin that a Ka'arish and Malach Babasar, Asalach Abareseach, because the Melicha caused the dam to go from the Basar into the keli, and as a result, now you can't go ahead and eat anything with it. Says the Gemara, also Ravin, Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that, you know, Bavel, everybody holds Meliach Areo Kereseach because Shmuel said it. He says, I'm going to tell you what Rabbi Yochanan said. Meliach Einer Kereseach. The Kavosh Einer Kimavosh. Amr Abaya. But Abaya said, how did Ravin last? Ravin made a mistake. That he pinked Rabbi Rabami. How do I know that? Because there was an earthenware keli that was in the house of Rabami, the Malach Babisra, and he salted basar on it, vitavre, and then afterwards he got rid of it, he destroyed it. Why did he destroy it? He destroyed it because there's no way to kasher a kli cheres, and being that he had roasted raw meat that had an ebleus of dam, so the other was a non-kosher, it was like a regular chazet shreif kara. What do you mean? It was kosher meat. Yeah, but it's dam, right? So because it's dam, now it has bleus, so he got rid of it. So said Abai, Mechdi, Ravami, Talmud Rabbi Yechanan Havre. Ravami was a Talmud Rabbi Yechanan. My time, the Tavre. Why did he break it? Oh, Lav Mishum, the Shmi, Lemi, Rabbi Yechanan. Because he held that if you sold something, bleus transfer. That's Shmuel's halacha, Meliach Arei Kereseach. But Ravami wasn't a Talmud of Shmuel. Ravami was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So he must have heard it from Rabbi Yechanan. So because Ravami, Rabbi Yechanan's Talmud, was noyig a chumra in Maliach Harei Kureisech. Abaye felt that was checkmate proof that he must have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, so much so that Ravin, who reported so much back from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, we rely so heavily on what Ravin says throughout Shas, ki also Ravin, ki also Rav Dimi. Right, Rav Dimi came first, Ravin came second. There are all these gemaras that we have that about Ravin. All these gemaras we have about Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan said, this we're not going to rely on. Why? Because I have a meiser Rav. A meiser with Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud, Rav Ami. One final gemara. So Rav Kahana, who was Rabbi Yehuda's brother, was sitting in front of Rav Huna. And he said the following halacha, that if somebody salts meat on a kara, you're not allowed to eat any hot food together on that kara. Why? Because the kara now has an oblius of dam, and as we mentioned, Maliach Harei Kureisech, Utsnoin Shechot Chai Besakin. So this is not Tsoinein. Tsoinein is a real basav chalav term. Tsnoin is also a basav chalav term. Tsoinein means cold, it's not hot. Tsnoin is a radish, or you know, the modern day onion, right? So today you would say an onion. It's a dovah charif. It's a hot, spicy, sharp is the right word, food. So the halach is, if somebody cuts a tsnoin with a knife, mutalach le bekutach. So even though you cut it with a fleshiga knife, right, that's the ikka chaser. So you took a fleshiga knife and you cut a tznoin with it, so you're allowed to take the tznoin, the radish, the onion, and eat it together with kutach, which is a dairy food. So kutach was Chazal's example of a milchiga food. Sometimes it's just a gvina and chalav, and sometimes it's kutach, some sort of delicacy that was a milchiga delicacy. So again, somebody cuts tznoin, that's the sharp food, a radish or an onion, with a fleshiga knife. So the halach is, you're allowed to eat it with kutach. My timer, Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, hai he te rabala, hai isu rabala. In other words, at first glance, these two halachas would seem to contradict each other. What were the two halachas? Again, Rav Kahana, who was Rav Yehuda's brother, sitting in front of Rav Huna. He said two halachas. First halacha is that if you salt meat on a kara, you're not allowed to take this kara now and eat hot food with it. Why not? Because we're worried that the salting process caused blias of dam to go into the kara. If there's blias of dam in the kara, how could you eat the kara with hot food now? That's halacha A. Halacha B is if you cut a radish with a fleshiga knife, you're allowed to eat the radish together with kutach. You're allowed to eat it together with the milchiga food. And the Gemara holds that these two halachas are a stir. Now, first of all, what's the stir? First of all, in the first case, we're dealing with heat. Right, you salted Maliach Harei Kureisech. You want to eat it now with hot food. Who said anything about heat in the case of taking a knife and cutting a radish? But the knife was hot. The teretz is that when it comes to a knife and something sharp, such as a tznoin or a knife, it doesn't have to be hot. And the reason is because the charifus of the tznoin allows the tznoin to be by leah, despite the fact that the knife is not hot. So at the end of the day, the Gemara holds that this tznoin now has an iblius of fleshiks. So if it has an iblius of fleshiks, so why are you allowed to eat it with milchiks? If you're not allowed to use the ka'ara that has blias of dam with food, then why are you allowed to eat the tznoi that has blias of fleshiks together with milchiks? That's the Gemara's kasha. So that's essentially what the Gemara means when it says my time. Amar Abayis, Abayis, I'll tell you the difference. No, it's very different. Because the plate has in it something b'chetza not kosher, dam. Whereas the tznoi doesn't have anything not kosher in it. What the tznoi has inside of it is milchiks. Or on fleshiks. Fleshiks is kosher. The problem is eating you with milchiks. But at the end of the day, it wasn't Baileya or Davaras. Amalei Rava. So Rava told Abaye, Kibola hetera, may have. Who cares that the fleshiks is bechefza okay? Soif, soif, at the end of the day, how you tired also the Yisuru? The Yisuru Kachel. You're right. If you want to eat the tznoin, then Abaye is saying a good svara. It wasn't Baileya Davarasa. But you want to eat it together with milchiks. So once you can eat it together with milchiks, so now the Blia is being mitzarif to a Davarasa. So who cares that the dam is be'etzem aser, whereas the meat is not be'etzem aser? That would be a svara if you were going to eat the tznoin on its own. But you're not. You plan on eating it together with dairy. Once you eat it together with dairy, now already there is iser over here. Because now already you're getting involved in bas. Elam, my Rava, so Rava said, I'll tell you what the Amiram meant. They meant to say, I efshel mitame the high. As it relates to the ka'ara where you salted meat, there the ka'ara, there's no way out. You have to get rid of the ka'ara. There's no way to eat food, hot food on it. Why not? The reason you can't eat hot food on it is because we're concerned that there may be a belia of dam inside, and there's no way to taste it. Right? There's no way to make an experiment in your kitchen to see whether it in fact has belias of dam. Because who's going to taste it? You can't give it to a Jew to taste, because if there's dam, he's not allowed to eat it. As opposed to the radish, there's a way out. You can give it to any Haimish Yid and tell me, do you taste basar? If you taste basar, then I won't eat it together with chalav. I won't eat it with my kutach. If I don't taste basar, then I will be able to eat it with kutach. So Rava said that he didn't mean to say that amiroim, that in the case of the tznoid, it's mutter. He meant to say mutter, there's a way to find out if it's mutter. Amali Rapapa Rava. Rapapa told Rava, it's not a good answer, because ulitamek feilar mo, vilitamek feilar mo. Even in the first case, even in the case with the car was balei adam, it's true, a yid can't taste it. You can give it to a guy to taste it. We had that right in the very beginning of the sugis of taruvahs. There's something called a kfeila, right? You give it to a nachtoim who's an armar. According to Rashi, you do a masich lefitumah. According to Tosfos, just the opposite. You let him know that we're lying. You find a master chef. But the point is that there's why can't you give it to a non-Jew to taste it? There's no difference then between the first case and the second case. In both cases, you can do a tasting first. That difference is if you can do it with a yid or not a yid. And Rav Papa backed it up. He said, "Miloi tana, didn't we learn in a mishnah? If you have a pot that you use to cook flesh eggs, you can't cook milk. It's been bishul b'nayis and tam. And if you did, shisha. But bishul b'truma, if you cook truma, leivash b'chulin. Then bishul b'nayis and tam. But minon, bishul in the truma tam l'koyin. Bishul when it comes to truma, I understand what nayis and tam means. Literally, have somebody taste it. Give it to a koyin who could eat the truma. So I have him taste it. El basav b'chulin man tam lo. V'amrulam, what was the answer when we looked to sugi the first time? The tam ikfeila. You give it to a kfeila to taste. So achinami the tam ikfeila. Here too, give it to a kfeila to taste. So Rav, if you're going to tell me the difference between the resha and the seif, and the two cases that Amiram discusses, in one case you can taste it, in the other case you can't, it's not true. In both cases you can taste it. In the Reisha, it's true you need an Eni Yehudi to taste it. In the Sefer, you can have a Yid taste it. But either way, an Eni Yehudi can taste it. Rava said, Hachinami ki kaminid like a kfeila. You're right. That's talking about where there was no kfeila, there was no Eni Yehudi to taste it. I mean that there was no Eni Yehudi to taste it. That's what he meant to say. In that case, it's going to be awesome. Whereas in the Sefer, you're always going to have someone to taste it. Any Yid is Neman to taste it. In the Reisha, you have to find a kfeila arma. You have to do masich v'tuma. You're going to taisus. He has to be a professional. You may not find somebody. So over there, if you have a ka'ara where you salted meat on it, so there the halach is aser. Now, is it really aser? No. There's really a way out. The way out is give it to a kfeil arma, taste it, find out if it's nice and tam. But it's not always so simple. So therefore, the Amiram said aser. They meant to say that chances are it's going to be aser. Whereas in the seifa, it could be it's good. So aser doesn't really mean aser. Mutter doesn't really mean mutter. Right? Pashat, it sounds like aser is aser. Mutter means mutter. No, aser means you have to find the kfeil arma. If you can't, it's going to be aser. Mutter means find the yid, tell him to taste it. And if he doesn't taste the basa, then it's mutter lecha b'kutach. So principally, there really is no difference between a plate where you salted raw meat that has an ablias of dam, or a radish that you use, that you cut with a flay chicken knife that has an ablias basa as it relates to eating together with chalav. Aser mutter is more just a question of semantics, what aser meant and what mutter, and that was all in Rava's Rishai. Abaye saw some fundamental difference. He saw a real difference. He saw a difference that, no, one case you were Bailea Isser, and the other case you were Bailea Heter. Now, really, the svaras of Bailea Isser and Bailea Heter, they feature prominently in the sugis of Chanan. When you're doing the sugis of Chatiha Nasan Avelos, if something's Bailea Heftz of Isser, you have Chanan. If it was Bailea Heter, then all you have is the Blia. What's the Chanan? A radish that has in it a Blia Basta, there's no Chanan on the radish because it has Basta. Chanan, that it's fleishiks. Chanan is a halach in Isser. Chaticha atzmanas in Avela, where there's a bli of Isser. So if there's a bli of Dam, there's a Chanan. But Bechura, what does Chanan have to do with anything? Now, tomorrow's daf, when we learn the sugi of Nat Bar Nat, the Chanan is going to play an important role. Either way, we'll stop here.